The following is a production of DallasCowboys.com and the Dallas Cowboys Football Club.
How about them Cowboys?
Yeah! Go Cowboys!
Blowing out of the backfield, exploding down the sideline.
This is Hanging with the Boys, presented by Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings. Now, your hosts, Jesse Holly, Kurt Daniels, and Nate Newton.
We made it! It is Freaky Friday! We made it, man. Oh, We made it. That is a live look at the Tostitos Championship Plaza outside in front of the Ford Center, where today is another beautiful day.
Yeah. Two bad days in a row. Two ugly days.
Where the degrees are high of 70s, currently 67 degrees.
It don't matter,
outside.
Man. It don't matter. It's ugly, bruh. yesterday it was Kurt. Now it's today.
Where the vibe?
It's you, Jesse.
Where the vibe?
Hey, Chris, what you told them cats, man? Read the room, man.
Where the vibe?
I'm going to let you finish up because
I'm going to let you finish that. Where the vibe is sunny outside, people are kind of starting to make their way to the field. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Wow.
This is Nate Newton. That is Kurt Daniels. Yeah.
That is the Jesse Holly mascot.
A.K.A. the Commando Mando, the Commando Zaddy of the day.
Wow.
Together, we are Hanging with the Boys, the sports talk equivalent
Please
of Braille.
Please feel me and Kurt.
People feel us.
Please feel me and
when
Kurt.
When we speak, this segment is brought to you by Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings. Fellas, gentlemen.
Yes.
How's your mentals? How's your dentals?
My mentals is messed up, man. For the last few days, you guys been trying to send a message, a subliminal message, to look out for the Commandos or whoever they are, the Washington football team. Come on, man. Y'all confused like the coach. You don't know who you want the quarterback to be. You don't know if you're going to make the playoffs or not. Come on, man. Read the room.
First of all, Kurt and I do not wake up in the morning and look at teams we're playing according to what our wardrobe should be. We feel the vibe. We're vibers. You know, Kurt.
And you vibing on the Commandos.
This color just felt like it matched. Look, it matched.
For people who are listening.
Oh, my God.
It matched the kicks.
Wow.
So it just felt like that
for
was the vibe.
For people that are listening to this podcast, Jesse has a nice, bright, solid red shirt on today.
Danger.
Wow.
Danger. I want you to. The Cowboys are coming. Danger. It's the flashing light of the Cowboys are coming. Kurt, how's your mentals and your dentals?
I'm good. I'm glad it's Friday. It's been a busy week. It's been a busy weekend.
Yeah,
you've been humping around this weekend.
Yeah, no, you made it through hump that. Day.
You've been humping and dumping.
I wish that was
Kurt's been humping.
He say he's ill for Kurt. Wow.
Kurt's been humping and dumping this week.
Man.
Busy week, tired.
Yeah. A little worn out.
Get pumped up by putting on a Commando shirt yesterday?
He put the colors on. He was feeling. Yeah. Chris, how's your mentals and your dentals?
Man, I'm doing great, Jesse. I just cannot believe we have Major Tutty in the studio today.
We're going to take your calls today, 888-855-2297. That's 888-855-2297. We're going to hear about how your mentals and your dentals are, but also how you're feeling about the Cowboys and Commanders. I'm going to ease your... If there was any level of anxiety or fear about facing the Commandos, I'm going to give you a little bit more relief.
Okay.
Just a tad bit. And here's the relief. We already knew coming into this game that Sam Howell was going to be your starting quarterback, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, Sam Howell, no starts in the league, rookie. That eases your fear a little bit. Well, then we found out Jonathan Allen. Right, one of the Allen, the Payne boys, or the Allen
Bama
boys,
boy.
Bama boys, what you call them, the Bama boys. Well, Jonathan Allen is not playing in this game either. That, you know, eases your angst a little bit. Well, who's also been ruled out of this game is Sadiq Charles, Cornelius Lewis, Benjamin St. Juice, James Smith-Williams, and Brian Robinson. The talented the running back.
What happened to that beast?
He's hurt. He has been ruled out. So there you have Jonathan Allen, Brian Robinson, your starting right tackle, and your starting cornerback have all been ruled out of the Commanders versus Cowboys game this Sunday
to go off.
At 3:25. Is it home? Is it away?
No, away.
It's away.
It's away, man.
It's away. I don't even be knowing about this. At this point in time of the year, I don't even be knowing. I just show up. Yeah, just
all runs together.
Just all runs together.
Man,
The Cowboys, you know,
yes, sir.
They're hopefully getting some guys back. Forniak maybe coming back. Again, some other guys like Hankins and Leighton Vander Esch for the playoffs.
Yeah.
So it looks to be that the Cowboys should kind of go ahead and, you know, really go ahead and win this football game this Sunday.
Man, don't say that with hesitation and all this. Come on, Jess. You need to get with it today, bro. You need to get with it. I ain't. Come on, man. Come on now. You need to get hyped, or whatever. You know, you need to come sit over here. No, get back in your old seat. That dude over there, Kurt, no, get over here with your boy.
No, I'm just saying. I'm just giving you the rundown of what's happening with the Commanders. So me wearing this red shirt today, they may need me. They may need me.
Yeah, true.
At this point in time, the Commanders may need OJ Holly to go out there and see if I can't give him a couple. See if I can't give him a couple. You know what I mean? Wow. If I can give him a couple out there, see what they have.
90 yards, touchdown.
Listen, 77 didn't work. They better make it 68.
That reminds me, we had a fan pose an interesting hypothetical.
Okay.
Who would hit this mark first? Nate, today, rushing for 5 yards, or Jesse earning 50 receiving yards? Who would earn that first?
I think Jesse get his 50 yards. I think he'll beat me. Reason I
so Nate has to rush for 5 yards?
Nate 5 yards, you 50 yards.
No, ain't no way he can.
Ain't no way I'm getting 5. By the time Dak turn around and hand me the ball,
he still
it ain't like nobody going to hit me. It's going to be there because I can't run no more. So it's going to be a fast walk. By the time I get to the offensive line, I'm hit for a 5-yard loss. So I'm going to be negative 10.
Yeah, no. Easy. I'm getting 50.
Easy. Oh, I'm not fighting you on that.
Yeah.
I kind of assumed that, but I thought it was a funny question.
Wow, you know what, man?
Let me ask you a question, though, Nate.
Yes, sir.
Do you think you can stop, like, a pass rusher for one?
No, I can't. I'm telling you.
No, I got you. Even with a good stretch, a good warm-up, get lathered up. Nothing.
Bruh.
A brace.
You know that I went from brother to bruh. It's no way in the world I'm blocking nobody. Yeah, I can't. I rake leaves 2 days in a row at my house. And when I got into bed.
Which is completely overrated.
Yeah. Raking leaves, yeah, it is. I got in the bed last night, Jess, and I said, "Oh, I need to roll over, but you know I'm good." I was on my back. I said, "I need to roll over. You know what? I'm good." And I went to sleep.
Listen, you play what? You were 38 years old your last year.
Yeah, Peter, man, I was an old 40, dude.
41?
Man, I was an old
could
dude.
Could you have hit
man.
40? Could you have played? Do your 40?
No. I was the biggest cheerleader for the Carolina Panthers. My son, I mean, he was still a young baby. He said, "Daddy, you sure be excited about not playing?" I was like, "Yes, yes, Daddy is, son. Yes, Daddy is. Let me get these couple of bones and get out of here."
Wow, you were 38.
Oh, yeah, I played a long time. I played 16 years at the USFL and in the NFL. Yeah.
How many did you do in the USFL?
I did three? Before President Trump folded us. Wow. See, you know, everybody's not like Herschel.
On the eve of January, on the day of January 6th, one year later.
Yeah, I'm not like Herschel. Herschel, I'm with you. Your thing.
You with who?
With Herschel, I'm with him. They say, "You do your thing with Mr. Trump," because he did not give me a personal service contract. He took mine away.
All right, let's jump off this topic. Quick update. This will be quickly. I know, Nate, this bothers you. Not bothers you, but it sends you to a sad place. But quick update. This should make you happy. Damar Hamlin.
Yes!
Is had the tube.
Breathing.
Breathing on his own. Yeah. Had the tube removed from his throat this morning. FaceTimed his team.
Yes.
And told his team, love you guys. So it's looking up. You know, prayers have been working. Continue those prayers in the right direction. But while you're praying, while you're in your prayer closet or on your knees or at the altar, wherever it is,
get you a prayer room, man.
Get you a prayer room, closet, whatever.
I got me one, bro.
Send a prayer up for Peyton Hillis, the former fullback in the NFL, Arkansas running back fullback. Peyton Hillis is in critical condition as well. After saving his kids from a drowning accident in the ocean. So prayers, thoughts and prayers for Peyton Hillis. The same prayers that you gave Damar, let's send those to Peyton Hillis so that he can recover and be with his babies with a heroic effort. You know, dads are superheroes.
Right.
So definitely send prayers up for Peyton Hillis and let's get him back to health and get him back to a place of being a dad to his children.
Yeah. Oh, good, yes.
So.
If we can get off this shirt, man.
No, my shirt is fine. Like, I wake up in the morning, and fans, you know, family, y'all understand this.
Y'all need to eat this dude up on Twitter. Why? Y'all need to eat him up, man.
I'm like, Kurt, if the color of my shirt determines the severity, didn't Micah wear a green suit to the Philadelphia Eagles game?
No, he didn't.
Yeah, he wore.
Which one?
When they played him in Philadelphia, he wore like a two-piece green suit.
But I can see his motivation.
What is his motive? What is my motivation?
He's trying to camouflage or they'll kill him out there.
Well, what about me? I'm trying to.
You in Dallas country, baby. We the most easygoing front-running team in America.
And you are the president of the easygoing front-running
team. Vice president. Vice president. Behind Michael.
All right. So let's dive into this thing, man. Mate, any concerns that you may have about the Cowboys going into this game, after I just read to you who all is not going to be playing for the Washington Commanders?
Matt Forniak, I hope he comes back. And if he's starting or playing any, I hope he be physical. And I hope that he can play well so we can keep our left side of the line intact. If not, they're shifting everybody down. So I just want our offensive line to play well and give Dak a sense of security so he can do what he needs to do, because you will hear me holler all year long, run, 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 run. But in the playoffs, your quarterback is going to have to make some nice throws. And you notice that he's going to have to make some right, on-time precision, and he's going to have to, at times, and I hate to say it, be aggressive in his throws and doing the right thing. So That right there, I need my offensive line to be right, because the quarterback, you know, all the run game and all that other stuff get us prepared to get into the season. But running is only to keep the chains moving. Running is only to keep you honest in the red zone. Your quarterback going to have to be spot on.
Kurt, 60 seconds. Does the aggressiveness in Dak, because Nate's saying that Dak has to go out there and make a couple of those throws. Are those throws or the aggressiveness of those throws, does that worry you some when it comes to Dak Prescott heading into this game, into the playoffs?
I don't know. Like I said earlier in the week, I'd rather he be too aggressive than not aggressive. And so I agree, Nate. I think the only way they don't win this game is, like you said, if the offensive line just can't hold their end of the bargain up.
Yeah.
I don't want Dak to try to do too much. They need to just stick to the game
plan. So you want him,
Jack,
you know, messing around?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry. It's hard to talk sometimes, especially for me.
Especially with the week you've had.
Not an editor, man. Not a senior editor that helps everybody else with their formulating
their
sentences.
Don't worry about it. We got to go to break anyway, Kurt. Don't worry about it. You got a whole break to gather your thoughts and come on.
Come on. Oh, my God.
You got a whole entire break to gather those thoughts. And come on back. You want round three, huh? All right. Gather those thoughts. Come on back. When we come back, we're going to take your calls, 888-855-2297. Yeah. But before we do that, I want to know from you guys, are the coaches going to be scoreboard watching? as the game's going on, other teams are playing. If the other teams get up really big, mostly in particular.
I hate to bring this up.
Philadelphia.
I hate to bring this up.
Will they be looking and say, oh, all right, Philly's up by 3 touchdowns? Dak, you're out. So-and-so, you're out. I want to hear what you guys have to say about that on the
you
other side of this break.
Say, you on computer.
This is Hanging with the Boys. We'll be right back.
I'm Dak Prescott, quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys. Blockchain.com is one of the most trusted ways to buy, sell, and trade crypto. Whether you're always on the go or stay closer to home, Blockchain.com is just a few taps away. Put the power of crypto in your pocket, so no matter where you are, you can trade on your terms and build a crypto portfolio to fit your life. For crypto pros, rookies, and anyone in between, Blockchain.com makes it easy to own a piece of the future. Blockchain.com, trusted by millions, trusted by America's team.
SeatGeek has your back no matter what kind of fan you are. So whether you're a diehard fan or a don't-really-care fan, a we-got-em-next-time fan or we'll-never-win-again fan, a here-for-the-tailgate fan or a first-one-through-the-gates fan, SeatGeek not only makes buying and selling tickets easier than ever before, they made just about everything else easier, too. So whether you're a here-every-week fan or haven't been here in years fan, SeatGeek has you covered. Download the SeatGeek app today. SeatGeek, your ticket to great seats.
Star Sports Tours is the only official fan travel partner of the Dallas Cowboys, offering exclusive game weekend travel packages with pregame sideline access and photo ops with current players, cheerleaders, and Cowboy legends. You want to stay at a team hotel? Attend the best tailgate party in Texas? Tour the Star? And talk X's and O's with me, Everson Walls. With Star Sports Tours, you can. Visit CowboysTravel.com to book your travel package today.
Hey, Cowboys fans, ready to spice up your next watch party? Bring Yokiero guacamole and be the game day hero. Yokiero means I want. And we know you want great, fresh-tasting, ready-to-serve guacamole for your home-gating and tailgating events. Made with real avocados and the perfect blend of spices, it will be the star of any party. You can find us at your local Albertsons or Tom Thumb in the deli section. If you can't find it, talk to your store manager and tell them, Yokiero, Yokiero guacamole.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Back to Hanging with the Boys.
Welcome back to Hanging with the Boys on this Freaky Friday, as we are 2 days away, 48 hours, two sleeps away from the Cowboys taking on the Washington Commanders in D.C. at 3:25 on all your local stations, I guess, wherever it's at here in Dallas.
And Fox, I think.
Fox.
On Fox.
Fox. We got Fox. This segment is brought to you by Blockchain, blockchain.com. Also, this is how we country. Country Music Party of the Year is coming to the Ford Center at the Star. That's what, like, right outside when we point to the thing, that's the Ford Center. Mm-hmm. The Academy of Country Music Awards are always bringing you the country's music's brightest stars together under one roof. No one does country like Texas. Witness history on May 11th. Get your tickets at SeatGeek.com. Thank you for tuning in to the number one watched show on YouTube. Across the Dallas Cowboys contingency, the network, that's us hanging with the boys. That's how we do this thing. So continue to send your people there to watch our show. We're taking your phone calls, 888-855-2297, 888-855-2297. But before we get to the phone calls, Chris, Kurt, and Nate, I want you guys to answer the question. As this game begins, the NFL, you very, very, very sneaky dogs, the way they set these games up, those teams who can kind of try to watch the scoreboard.
So you saying that?
Troy Vincent. Troy. Yeah, Troy Vincent. Troy Vincent and company. Computer's right. I believe it. Troy Vincent and company said, well, we can't put one team in front of the other because that way it'll give an indication of guys playing and not playing. And the NFL is always about the brand, mm-hmm. always about putting the best quality on the football field. I just saw a stat earlier today. They did 100 of the most watched TV shows this year in 2022, 82 were the National Football League. 82 are the most viewed TV shows on television. The 100 of them, excuse me, in 2022, 82 of the 100 were related to the NFL.
That's crazy. Wow,
so the NFL is always talking about, but they want to put the best product on the field. So Cowboys and Eagles are playing at the best time. But Nate, Kurt, I'll start with you, Kurt. If you're Mike McCarthy and, you know, you're watching the game and you look up at the scoreboard at the stadium when you're going at halftime at the stadium and you see that Philly's up 14 points going into the third quarter, do you tell somebody, hey, listen, if Philly goes up 21 in this third quarter, let me know. We're going to start pulling guys. Or do you say, nope, we play to win the game and you want your team to find that rhythm and be right heading into the playoffs?
I think it's a combination of are they winning the game? You know, I don't wouldn't just hand over a team you should be stomping on. But I do think they need to pay attention to what's going on around them. Because there's guys that need rest. I mean, Parsons is beat up and Pollard, you know, has maybe lost a little burst and obviously he missed last week. So I think it's important that, yes, they do need to win the game, but there comes a point where if they're feeling pretty good about things and, I mean, don't keep those guys out there late in the fourth quarter if it's wrapped up and everything's
on both ends.
Nate,
as the Cowboys is wrapped up beating on the Giants, if they got it wrapped up, you don't have to continue to do that. This is the thing about it. Coach McCarthy and
I have a different question for you.
No, I got to answer this one. I'm going to answer this you can ask any question you want after I answer this one.
But it's pertaining to this one.
No, sir, let me answer. Okay. What's your question?
As a player, you're on the sideline.
Right.
Are you scoreboard watching? Are you looking up at the scoreboard and you're saying, you come
Thank
back
you
to the
for
sideline?
That question.
I got you. You come back. See, if you just let me do what I'm supposed to be doing over here
with
in
the
this
red
seat,
shirt, man. Know?
But no, do you come to the sideline and tell your offensive line coach or your OC and you go, Hey, coach, Philly's up 21. Get old 61 about this football game now. Or are you saying, nah, I'm playing.
I'm good.
Okay.
I'm good. We had never experienced the second round of the playoffs. We got in the first round, got knocked out. I'm playing. I want everything I can get now. It's a little bit different now because of how the money is allocated and how they look at players now. But – me as a player was going to play. But it was Kurt saying, Coach McCarthy don't have to worry about that. You can bet Jerry, Mr. Jones, and his son, and Will McClay, and everybody else, they scoreboard watching, so he can go on full blast. Coach McCarthy can go full all-out blast. Because if them folks upstairs decide that it's enough, hey, Coach McCarthy, look at him, man.
I was going to say, do they make
really?
The call?
Yeah, they're going to.
Would they do that? Yeah, okay.
They send a message down.
Come on, man. You can almost tell when Mr. Jones don't like something, he done sent a message down because you can see his face, him and his son, and then you can see the reaction on the field. Mm. Yes, yes.
So if they're up by three and Philly's up by 21, you think that call gets made?
Yeah, if it's late in the third, getting another four, Hey, coach, look here. Because you're going to need these guys doing the best they can do for the playoffs. And but I would be wide open. See, offensive linemen.
How wide?
Huh?
What?
I'll be going at it, Jess. Okay.
I'm just checking to see.
Nah.
Gauging,
yeah. Yeah, I'm like, gauging your color. You
sure? Up 21 points. I don't know how wide you want to be out there in that field. I'm just trying to figure. All right, Chris, let's go to the phone lines.
How you feel about it?
As a player or as a fan?
Just as what do you think they should do? What should they be watching?
Yeah, of course you have to be scoreboard watching because at the end of the day, you're trying to give your team the absolute best opportunity to one. And this is why they pay Coach McCarthy $5 million a year, and they pay me $10 a show, because you have to juggle the situation of, man, is my team currently playing well, right? What if my offense is sputtering and we've punted seven times in a row and we got 3 points and we just can't seem to get a rhythm? Do I want to pull these guys and that's kind of the last performance that they see before we get ready to head into the playoffs? Or defensively, man, if we're are we being gashed up the wazoo? You know what I'm saying? And that's what we're going to put on film before we head into the playoffs. So, and then you got to play on top of that of, all right, if they're up and we're playing bad, how do we, you know?
A lot to consider.
So it's a lot to consider in that particular moment for Coach McCarthy.
And that's why you have to go into the game.
Wide open. Wide open like Nate, baby. Wide open.
Stop.
All right, Chris, who we got on the phone lines?
We've got Ty in Georgia.
Ty in Georgia. What's going on, brother?
Hey, it's great to talk to you guys. Nate, I love your attitude. That's why I think you'll be the next nominee for Hall of Fame.
Let's go. All right. I like that.
That
I
attitude,
like that.
That winning attitude. I got a question. Jonathan Hankins, are we going to the Cowboys going to have him ready to play a full game for the playoff? And the other question is, why have the Cowboys not paid enough attention to that position forever? And I'll hang up and listen to your answer. Thank you.
You know, I don't know where Hankins at in his recovery, but brother, for the last 15 years, I've been wondering where's that all-world one technique or three technique. I am, you know, Osa has done a nice job. These other guys have done an okay job. But other than that, man, I am wondering the same thing.
They've never made that a priority, even going further back. I mean, when was the last time they drafted a
– It was Leon Ladd.
I'm going to say it was Leon Ladd or
– No. What's the big
Maryland.
Kid we got
Russell,
from
Russell,
Maryland?
Russell Maryland?
No, the kid we got from New Orleans.
Oh, Leroy Glover?
Yeah, he was nice. Yeah. He was nice, you know.
But he was just kind of a – wasn't he like a veteran?
Yeah, veteran guy that we got, I mean, yeah.
To sort of
–
But let's be honest, right? It's not a sexy position.
Right.
And then when you look at the Cowboys, there's at times, especially defensively, you find yourself in that – you find yourself in that realm of, boy, we sure need a linebacker. You know, Sean Lee can't find a way to stay healthy, so we're trying to fill that spot. Oh, boy. Now we need a corner. You know, that corner's way more important than having an interior defensive lineman. And so, we could sure use an edge rusher right now. You know, Tank's hurt. Some other guys ain't quite healthy. And Randy Gregory can't stop getting suspended. You know? So you begin to look around. And then priorities begin to kind of get more energy. And then it's like, oh, with the leftovers, we'll make a po' boy sandwich and stuff them in the middle.
Right.
You know
what
I'm saying?
Right.
Like, it's like we'll just take a little bit of everything and that'll be our interior lineman. And it just hasn't worked out because what teams have done on the flip side is they've made offensive line a priority.
Yeah.
And that has become a priority for a lot of football teams. And so if an offensive line is more dominant than what you have up front defensively, then at the end of the day, you come up short because you just don't have enough Jimmys and Joes to match the X's and O's to win football games.
Yeah,
so, all right, Chris, back to the phones. Who we got? Thank you,
What's
Jesus.
How y'all doing, man?
Happy New Year, good. Pastor Q. How are you?
I'm doing well, man. Happy New Year to all of you as well. So glad to be back. You know, it's been, you know, December's always crazy for me, but it's good to be talking to you guys, man.
Man, we always our week don't feel complete when we don't hear from you. So when you call in, you help complete our week.
I apologize for not calling in on, you know, those funky times happen, Thursday night games and Saturday games and all that kind of stuff. My schedule's kind of messed up, you know, plus Christmas and New Year's on Sundays this year.
We know your heart is at. We know your heart is at.
Sweet. That was so sweet to be able to go to church on a Sunday and worship and then come back and have the first day of the year be on a Sunday. I went to watch night service and everything, bro. Oh, Pastor, I'm feeling it. You know, because I can't fast like Jess. Jess is around here fasting, so he in his own little world. You know, fat man fasting, boy, you looking find somebody. Man, what's that lump on the side of the road out there?
Oh, my God, man, you're hilarious. We're doing a Daniel fast right now to kick off the year. Okay. But I tell you what was even sweeter was the Cowboys win on Christmas Eve, because I was feeling good.
I hear you, man.
That was my prayer. I prayed. I was like, what you want for Christmas? I want the Cowboys to beat the Eagles.
I hear you, Jesus.
And the Lord answers prayers in the desires of your heart. What you got for us, Pastor?
Listen, man, I'm feeling good because I remember when I called in early at the beginning of the year, I predicted that the Cowboys' record would be 13-4.
Right, right.
And it looks like that's what it's going to be, you know, barring any, you know, tragic event or anything happens on Sunday. And plus, they're playing Washington up here, you know, where I'm currently pastoring in the DMV. So, you know, I want this win, and it just depends on what happens. I think we definitely can get it. I'm just, you know, kind of curious, that's like everybody else, to what the Eagles are going to do, if the Giants are going to play their players and all of that. But I still think we need the reps, though. Just to try to clean up some stuff and give these other guys some chances to prepare for the playoffs. So I'm going 13-4 for the year. I think we'll beat the Commanders. I'll say we'll beat them by, you know, 17. I think that's a possibility. But that Sam Howell kid is pretty good, though. I know he's a rookie, but he got some juice to him, man. Hmm. And so we shouldn't go in there just thinking because he's a rookie and he's just starting, you know, like we got this game, man. I just don't want us to get caught and get bit.
Absolutely, Pastor. We appreciate the call, man, and Happy New Year's to you, brother. And I hope that this what you prayed on Christmas Eve, we need that same prayer for the playoffs. Well, fervently. Yeah, we need that fervent prayer for the playoffs for the Cowboys, all right?
You know I already asked, man.
All right, Pastor, man, we appreciate you. Have a good weekend.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to go to our final break. We're going to come back. We're going to take more of your phone calls. But I do have a question. Cowboys.
I think computer can probably answer.
That's fine. He can call in like everybody else this Friday. I'm just saying. This Friday.
It's the color red. Friday. See how he, that red? That old commander.
Danger. The question I do have for you guys is, with the emergence of T.Y. Hilton and you know his veteran savviness, should he be bumped up to wide receiver 2 and given more reps in this game to kind of get himself moved into the, you know what I mean, that spot for the playoffs?
That's a great question there, boy.
I mean, only at the Kurt, stop. Jess, Nate, yeah. What we do here.
Give me some.
That's what we do. Give something to Nate. Give something to Kurt, I mean.
Yeah. That's a pretty good question.
Kurt Rice, I just ask you. I just ask you in a really good way. You know what I mean? But stay right here with
this. You weren't politically correct.
We'll get these guys' response on that.
Michael Gallo ain't feeling that.
We'll get these guys' response on that question on the other side of the break. This is Hanging with the Boys. Stay right with us.
Fill us.
Hey, Cowboys fans, ready to spice up your next watch party? Bring Yokiero guacamole and be the game day hero. Yokiero means I want, and we know you want great, fresh-tasting, ready-to-serve guacamole for your home-gating and tailgating events. Made with real avocados and the perfect blend of spices, it will be the star of any party. You can find us at your local Albertsons or Tom Thumb in the deli section. If you can't find it, talk to your store manager and tell them, Yo Quiero guacamole.
SeatGeek has your back no matter what kind of Cowboys fan you are. So whether you're a diehard fan or a don't really care fan, a we got them next time fan or we'll never win again fan, a here for the tailgate fan or a first one through the gates fan, SeatGeek not only makes buying and selling tickets easier than ever before, they made just about everything else easier too. So whether you're a here every week fan or haven't been here in years fan, SeatGeek has you covered. Download the SeatGeek app today. SeatGeek, your ticket to great Dallas Cowboys seats.
I'm Dak Prescott, quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys. Blockchain.com is one of the most trusted ways to buy, sell, and trade crypto. Whether you're always on the go or stay closer to home, Blockchain.com is just a few taps away. Put the power of crypto in your pocket, so no matter where you are, you can trade on your terms and build a crypto portfolio to fit your life. For crypto pros, rookies, and anyone in between, Blockchain.com makes it easy to own a piece of the future. Blockchain.com, trusted by millions, trusted by America's team.
Hey, Cowboys fans, if you're thinking about attending a game this season, visit CowboysTravel.com to book your travel package today. Stay at the team hotel, have dinner with a Cowboys legend, and experience AT&T Stadium's exclusive VIP Owners Club. Also, tour the star, get autographs from your favorite players, and talk X's and O's with me, Mickey Spagnola. The official travel partner of the Dallas Cowboys will take care of all your travel needs. Visit CowboysTravel.com.
Back to
Hanging with the Boys.
It's Freaky Friday, and you are rocking with the best, Hanging with the Boys, as we get you right and set and ready to go for the Cowboys versus the Washington Commanders this Sunday at 325 in D.C. And I posed a question before we went to the break, and we're going to take your calls right after this question. So if you want to get your calls in, 888-855-2297, 888-855-2297. The question that I posed to Kurt and Nate was, and to you, you can answer us via text for those who are watching live, or not via text, but via what is that, Kurt? Twitter.
Twitter.
Kurt's on top of all of that over there. As the Cowboys are getting ready and set to go to the playoffs, right? We don't know where they're kind of at right now, but it's looking like with Giants resting their guys and Philly going to do what they got to do with the game they're playing, that we're probably headed to Tampa.
Right.
This is a team who beat us early in the year. It was probably one of Dak's worst games. It was the game he got hurt in. The other boogeyman that we faced, Tom Brady, and what they do on defense. And they came out back then and said, we knew what they were going to do for the game. Mm-hmm. It was already written. We just had to go out there and it fell right into our hands. Well, when you look at the playoffs, and Jerry spoke about this, about adding pieces that can be significant in critical, high-pressure moments. And I think about T.Y. Hilton, and I think about the experience that he has, the knowledge that he has, the freshness that he has. Are you willing to say T.Y. now needs to kind of be bumped up from just being, you know, third down guy, here or there guy, to say, you know what, let's – because we only got him for a year. So let's go ahead and exalt all that we can out of T.Y. Hilton and bump him up to wide receiver number two and now put him more into the mix, and maybe wide receiver 2B, I don't know, but put him more into the mix and get him more active and involved in what they're doing offensively. Nate, I'll start with you first. Is that something that you would look at and say, you know what, I like this twist?
You don't have to even just target him more. It can be so subtle as he gets just a few more targets. That's all. He's already on the field for 25 plays, am I correct? So you give him bump him up to about 30, 35, and just target him a little bit.
I think 25
more.
Might be a bit much. I don't think he's getting. I think he might be getting thrown around maybe between like 9 and 12. I don't think 25 just. That's a lot. I haven't seen him out there.
12 first game, 22 the second.
Okay. Yeah, all right. He's averaging.
So bump him on up by eight more 15, plays.
About 15 snaps, 15, 16 snaps a game. So.
Yeah. So bump him up eight more plays and just target him more. That's all you do. Like, you know, that's what Coach Turner would do. Hey, Mike, he's still our number two guy. Hey, Jimmy, we're going to target this dude a little bit more. That's all you got to do.
Yeah.
You know, let playing determine who. You know, and this guy's shown to know how to get there for Dak at this point. So yeah. Just target him a few more times.
How does that, if you say now my guy's a number two receiver, how does that really change things? Is there a route? Does he run a different route now in the scheme? I mean, is it just as simple as you target the guy more, or is there plays more developed for a number two?
It's both. It's I can call designated plays for him.
Right.
Like I can call plays for him. But a lot of times in this offense, this is why it's so crucial for the X receiver in this offense to kind of be, you know,
elite
kind of guy, because it starts with the X and then kind of works his way down. So if you're playing the Z, normally at times you're
explain what the Z is. Yeah.
So if you're the Z, so you have the X, then you have the Y.
X is the guy that's out wide.
On the ball, out wide, right. Always on the ball.
Oh, yeah.
The guy who's off the ball, opposite the X, is the Z, usually played by Michael Gallup. And then sometimes you'll have either the H or the Y, depending on what the personnel is.
Right.
If it's a two-back set and you don't have any tight ends out there or 11 personnel set, then that third receiver now becomes the Y.
Right.
And then, if it's something else, then he becomes the H. Either or, he's a movable piece.
Okay.
And you see sometimes CeeDee Lamb goes into that spot and you see him kind of, you know, doing different things. So I think and a lot of times you'll have plays and they'll tag that third receiver. You'll have 989, why shoot? You'll have, you know, 787 or, you know, 941, 941, and then you'll tag that third guy. So in that tag, that can sometimes be like, hey, we're going, this cover's dictating, we're going to you right now on that tag route. So that's how it differs a little bit. The issue that I guess I worry about is the play caller. That is my concern is, you know, can you figure out in the schematic brain that he has to be able to do things to get him the ball, like call the right plays to get him the ball, when he's supposed to get him the ball, how he's supposed to get him the ball, and every different coverage. So I don't know. It's just a question that I pose, and you know.
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, I think he deserves more looks. I mean, he's what, 5 catches and 4 first downs or something like that. He's had two deep balls. I mean, it's been kind of a struggle, as we've talked about a lot of times with Gallup, with not being right. quite what? Right. So if you might want Hilton back next year, so.
But he served his purpose.
Yep.
Hilton now, or Gallup?
No, T.Y. He served his purpose because now you got to debate, do I put my second best cover guy or my third best cover guy on this guy? Mm. You served their purpose. It ain't no more, I don't think. Like, that's why I say you got to target him a little bit more to let other teams know that if you do even think about double covering this kid over here, you know, in certain CD situations. Lamb. Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm.
We're going to get you.
Yeah. All right, Chris, let's go back to the phones. We'll get a couple more calls in before we got to go. We'll get our predictions and our scores before we head out.
Well, I know what yours is. Come on, man.
Okay, we got Antoine in Maryland.
Antoine in Maryland. What's up, man?
What's going on,
man? You got to be fighting a good fight for us out there in the DMV this weekend.
Oh, baby, I'm going to be in the game. I'm going to be there.
Absolutely.
You feel me? I'm going to be there. I'm there every year.
And it's usually a pro Cowboys crowd out there, too.
Yeah, man, we deep out here. You know, it's all good, though. We're going to go in there and shut the stadium down like we always do, turn it into our stadium. That's our second home.
All right, so what are you looking to see from the Cowboys heading into this last game against the Commanders?
I'm looking to see us, man, for real, man. I'm more so worried about execution, man. Let's just execute, do what we got to do early, and get these people off the field and let the backups get some burn. No turnovers, you know what I mean? Get back to the run game. Keep doing what got us there, man. That's to answer your question, man. I don't think we should change nothing. Those routes that Noah Brown was running, now you can get over to T.Y., but do what got us there. Do what got us there, because once Kellen Moore get to doing too much, he get away from what got us there. Running the ball, keeping it simple, you know?
Right.
Cut out the gadget plays and stuff like that. We don't need to do that. Just keep it simple and do what got us there.
Absolutely. We appreciate you, man. What's your score for the game?
I think it's going to be tight. Probably like 24-14.
Okay.
24-14.
Makes sense.
All right. I like it. We appreciate you, brother. And make sure you're loud and proud out there in our second cowboy country in the DMV, bro. We appreciate you, man. Have a good weekend.
You too, bro.
All right.
Nice. Mailman Phil, he says, number one, his mentals are great.
Oh, good.
Green tea. Number two, his dentals. Dentals are fantastic. Number three, he's got Cowboys 35-14. Number four, he said he watched the replay on YouTube.
Nice. We appreciate you, Cowboy. Cowboy Phil?
No. Mailman Phil.
Mailman.
He called in, remember?
Oh, yeah. That's right. I'm sorry. I mean,
I hope they deliver the mail. My mentals ain't all there.
You know what I'm saying? They deliver the mail?
I hope the Cowboys deliver that mail.
They need to. All right, let's go around the table. Let's get our predictions and our scores and keys to the game. I'll start with you, Kirk, because we already know what this guy over here is going to say. So,
well, now I'm a guy. See how you treat me? Now I'm just a guy.
Wow. Just a jag. Another guy.
I had a name before that.
You went from Nate to 61.
I'm a computer backer. So.
Just a guy.
Yeah. Cowboys should
handle it. And you support Herschel Walker, so yeah.
Who?
Cowboys should handle it. Like we talked about earlier, you know, unless they just beat themselves, they should win this by, you know, 10 at least. So, you know, Washington's defense is no joke, but without Allen, that makes a big difference. So, again, as long as they don't defeat themselves, they're their own worst enemy sometimes, they should be fine. So, like, Yeah, I don't think it'll be a blowout, but, you know, 24 to, what did he say, 14? I'll go 24-20.
Oh, it's a little too close to cover for me. 24-20 from Kurt Daniels. All right, okay. Nathaniel?
When we get off the plane, the game should be over, so we should be getting back on pretty soon. Yeah, when we get off the plane, the game should be over. When they see us, they should feel us. Yes, sir. We should be the NFL team of Braille, baby. They should feel, when we get off the plane, they should fear us. Yes, thank
blow
you.
Out, win by three, is that it?
Oh, man, we got these dudes. I'm serious. When we get off the plane, game over. Game over. What y'all call it? The D what? The V? The
DMV?
Yeah, it's over. It's over.
All okay, right. Score?
It's over. 21-20.
We got 24-20. We got 21-20. I think it should be. No, I'm not getting that. I'm not doing that. No, this game should be a no contest. This game should be from start to finish, and we've said that before many times over the season. But I do want to see, to our last caller's point, I want to see execution. This should be a game where we're going out there executing. I want to see a clean Dak Prescott. Mm. I mean, I don't want to see him on the ground.
Yes.
Like, at the end of the day, this is still a rivalry. This is still division opponent. And they wouldn't want nothing better than to end their year with beating the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah.
As simple as that sounds, or as petty or small as that sounds, it's big for them. Mm-hmm. It's big for the Commanders to have that, whatever you want to call it, bragging right. They can say, we do whatever.
Yeah.
So, like, leave no doubt. Like, don't give them an opportunity to think that they actually belong in the same field as you. I don't think this game, I don't think it should be close. I hope it is not close. I hope that by the fourth quarter, we're pulling guys out of this game because we're up so much and not even worried about what Philadelphia has done on the other side of the spectrum. So for me, I'm going to say 27-9. They don't even get into the end zone.
Nice.
Three field goals. Shout out to my boy Sam Howell. I hope he has a really good game. Go Tar Heels. But the Cowboys should dog walk the Washington Commanders.
That's why he wore that red shirt for his boy. Mm-hmm. Finally figured it out. Yeah, for your boy. Yeah.
Got to take care of my Tar Heels, man. Always got to do that. All right, man. We're out of here. We're out of here, man.
Until Monday. I got a trader right in front of me. We're out of here with this trader.
Until Monday, Nate.
No, man.
Just another guy. Kurt. Shout out to Chris in the back, Audio Jazz. Brother William. Will.
I'm glad the rest of my folks ain't selling out, man.
We ain't never selling out, man. Just because I like this shirt fits well, too. But don't it look good against my skin tone?
No, it don't. It's very ugly.
All right, well, I'll wear another shirt next week. We'll try this again next week. For Kurt, for Nate, for Jesse.
We wearing green with the West Coast coming up here, and I'll put on that green against John Wick.
Oh, no. We are John Wick. Hanging with the boys. Until next time. Yeah. We out.
This has been a production of DallasCowboys.com and the Dallas Cowboys Football Club.
How about this, Cowboys? Yeah!